Citrix's Strategic Financial Maneuvers, a deep dive into debt refinancing and market impact. Financial strategies are crucial in sustaining growth and navigating market challenges in the tech industry's ever-evolving landscape. Citrix Systems Incorporated, under its parent company, Cloud Software Group Incorporated, has recently made headlines with its strategic financial maneuvers, particularly in debt refinancing. This analysis delves into Citrix's recent activities in the debt market, the implications of these moves, and the broader context within which they occur. Citrix's leveraged loan deal, a record-breaking move. In a significant development, Citrix's parent company priced the largest U.S. leveraged loan of the year, amounting to $6.495 billion. This move is part of a broader strategy to refinance high-cost debt from its 2022 leveraged buyout. The deal, characterized by a margin of 400 basis points over the secured overnight financing rate and issued at par, is expected to yield more than $30 million in annual interest savings. This refinancing effort underscores Citrix's proactive approach to managing its debt portfolio and optimizing its financial structure. We want to highlight that this term loan was thoughtfully engineered to current market conditions, and the decision was to exclude a credit spread adjustment, CSA. The exclusion of a CSA could be detrimental if rates are expected to rise. Conversely, it might be beneficial if rates are stable or falling, hence the optimism we share for the credit market. The context: refinancing amidst favorable market conditions. The decision to refinance comes when the U.S. leveraged loan market is witnessing robust activity, driven by companies seeking to reprice or refinance borrowings. 1. A conducive environment, marked by investor demand for floating rate securities and secondary market loan prices reaching two-year highs, has enabled riskier borrowers like Citrix to revise terms on existing debt, thereby reducing interest costs. 1. This trend reflects a broader market sentiment where financial agility and strategic refinancing are vital to navigating uncertainties and capitalizing on favorable conditions. Citrix's financial leverage and market position. Citrix Systems has a significant debt load, with over $3.47 billion in debt, indicating a heavy reliance on debt financing. This financial leverage is a double-edged sword. At the same time, it can amplify potential profits and increase the risk of financial distress if the company fails to cover its debt costs. Citrix's recent refinancing activities are a strategic response to this challenge, aiming to mitigate risks associated with high leverage while securing more favorable borrowing terms. Send us a message to learn more about the effects and opportunities in the credit market for your firm. Strategic acquisitions and market dynamics. The backdrop to Citrix's refinancing efforts is its $13 billion leveraged buyout in 2022 by Elliott Investment Management and Vista Equity Partners. This acquisition marked a significant milestone in the tech industry and set the stage for Citrix's subsequent financial maneuvers. The integration of Citrix with TIBCO Software, a Vista portfolio company, is poised to create one of the world's largest software providers. This strategic consolidation reflects a broader trend of tech companies leveraging acquisitions and financial restructuring to enhance their market position and operational efficiency. Citrix Systems Incorporated's recent foray into the debt market, marked by its record-breaking leveraged loan deal, is a testament to its strategic financial management, responsible and prudent use of proceeds, UOP, and efforts to optimize its capital structure amidst dynamic market conditions. By capitalizing on favorable credit market activity and undertaking proactive debt refinancing, Citrix is reducing its interest costs and positioning itself for sustained growth and competitiveness in the tech industry. As the company navigates the complexities of debt financing and market challenges, its financial strategies will continue to be a critical factor in its overall success and resilience. Written by James Tannehill, president of Plaquemines Holdings LLC and contributor to Plaquemines Global Insights.